This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Agotiyar, Gaben Shtiyar. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're up to Siman. We're learning Hilchos Tzitzis. We are up to Siman, Tes Zayin, the Shir of the Talis. The Mechaber said we're in the middle of Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Dalet. The Mechaber said the Shir of the Talis is Chayv and Tzitzis. Is that it should be able to cover the length and the width of the head and the majority of the body of a katan who would go out by himself into the marketplace, who doesn't need anybody else to watch him. And the Rama says, then the wearer, who is a gadol, is chayv and tzitzis, provided that the gadol would wear it occasionally. In other words, this is something that fits someone who's roish, a kid who's roish verubai. This is somebody who the Mishnah Berurah identified as 9 years old. But you also need the fact that an adult would walk out in it occasionally. However, if the adult would be embarrassed to go even occasionally in the shuk, it would be putter. However, the Mishnah Berurah brought down that there are those who argue, namely the Mechaber, because the Mechaber did not say that the gadol needs to wear it occasionally. Likewise, the Rambam holds the gadol doesn't need to wear it occasionally. The Achroinim are machmer, that we're not going to make a bracha on the Talis Katan if the Gadol would be mizbayish to go on it ba'akroi. In other words, we're machmer like the Rama. Now, Lemaisa, we did not get into how big is this Lemaisa. So, let us see. We're middle Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dalid. We're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 line. Ube'inyan Shir Rosh Arubai. Regarding the Shir Rosh Arubai, Kasa v'sefer Pri Ha'aretz, b'shem Sefer Derech Chachma. The Sefer Pri Ha'aretz says in the name of the Sefer Derech Chachma, Sheshirai Shloishes Rivei Ama Ba'erech V'chatzi Ama Barechav. It needs to be 3/4 of an Ama long, which means 3/4, let's say, if an Amma is the most machmer shita, the chazoinish, 2 feet, so 3/4 is going to be 18 inches long and 12 inches wide. V'kosel azeh ha-machzis ha-shekav ar-tzis ha-chayim she'in smach l'zim ha-shas. These achroinim say there's no basis for this in shas ha-frat mash, because of chatzi Amma b'roichav, especially what he says, a half an Amma wide. Minog of people are medactic is that it should be an Amma before you and an Amma behind you. The neck of Beis HaTzara in Oil Aluminium, and the whole doesn't count. Now, how big is an Amma? According to the Chazoinish, 58 centimeters. The Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Shana Halacha says better to make it 60 centimeters. Now, according to him, 3/4 of an amma is 44 centimeters. According to Reb Chaim Noah, the amma is 48 centimeters and 3/4 is 36 centimeters. Lamaisa, we live in America and we do not deal in centimeters, we deal in inches. And we also live in America, and we usually follow Reb Moshe. So let me see if I have a Reb Moshe chart over here. Not quite. This is my matzah. Matzah's not going to help us. Let's see. Okay, Blee Nether, we have to get the share of Koin to Reb Moshe. Koin to Reb Moshe, the Amma is not 2 feet. The Amma is somewhere between 18 and 22, something like that, or perhaps slightly bigger, but not 24 inches. So, but what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is that Anshe Maisa, they do an Amma before you and an Amma behind you. And the Nekev does not count. Now, the Dirsha brings down that if the standing part, if the part that is there on each shoulder is more than the whole, Chazon Ish says then the nekev is oilam and aminyan. And you don't have to be machmer to count the ama without the nekev. In other words, if the shoulders will be more than the whole, then we could count the whole as well. That's very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah does not say how wide the talus has to be. Do you notice that? It says it should be an ama in the front and ama in the back, going up to down. What about the width? So the Chazon Ish is medakdek that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say how wide it should be. So the Chazon Ish says that if the width of the talus is an amma, you could be makel that the length could be 3/4 of an amma. Meaning the total length of the tzitzis could be an amma and a half. But it's a pella that the Mishnah Berurah does not say lamaisa how wide it should be. He brought before 3/4 in length and a half in width. But here he does not say how wide it should be. But he just says an amma before you, an amma behind you. The whole doesn't count. This kind of talis, you're yotze all opinions. You should not do less than 3/4 of an amma in each way. Otherwise, there is a possibility of brach levatala ki kasu achrenim shamadu duvenimtsa shishir roish ruba shokatan hu amma v'chitzi, because the achrenim say they measured and the shear of the head and the majority of the katan is an amma and a half. V'ayim v'bir halacha u'ma shenoygin hu ashkenazim shaloygchen chatichas beget katan echad melefana v'echad melachrav v'toyfim emritzuas ozim atzitzis. That which Ashkenazim do, they take two pieces of garment, one you put in front of you, one behind you, and you put tzitzis on it, but you connect it with some straps, aside from being mevatel a mitzvah, they're also being mevarech a brach levatel b'chol yom. Va'over ma'aloi sisa, they're over on loi sisa shem ha'shav. Gam also lotzeis by Shabbos. Also, you know how to go out on it, go out with it on Shabbos. Chamavar b'simin yud v'yud gimel ayin sham. Ba'al kol panim ha'oisin kein lo yivarcho aleim. At the very least, those who do this should not make a bracha leivarcho ba'boker al tas gadol v'zay yelcho kol hayoyim. And then you walk with this talis katan the whole day. Kivin shemechavnim al kol panim b'zay shlo yivat mitzvos tzitzis kol hayoyim. Because their intention is they don't want to be mevato from the mitzvah the whole day. Any God-fearing person should not rely on this. Eliyasa begin mamish komadina lefimin hagai. Uveiza mekoymois noagin shabegin hanikra kamizel a vest hu pasuch mela achrav voisim by tzitzis bedad kanfoisav v'ashrei lahem. Some places they're noag that the begin that's called a kamizel or a vest, some kind of apron, some kind of long coat, it's slit in the back. You have, you know, like in the new suits, they have the vents in the back. So the thing is, you can only put tzitzis there if it's mostly open. So they put their tzitzis, they put tzitzis on the four corners. If they are fortunate, they just have to be careful that it's mostly open. Our talis katan as well, you have to be careful that it's mostly open. We had this before, v'ayin lel simin yud, sibzayin chesma shukosav nusham. Kasav ho'ari, talis katan yoyser tov shalei yabay zroyois. Better not to have undershirt tzitzis. You hear that? Better not to have undershirt tzitzis. Does that mean a kid should not wear undershirt tzitzis? I don't know. It's a Kabbalistic akpada. So I would say an adult should not have it. You know, a kid, there's no issue in terms of the kashrus. Im lavash hatalis, if you wore a talis, v'neskapel ktsas, k'dach lo yishe begadim. and it got a little, you know, wrinkled and folded, and after it got folded in by Kishir Kedel Chazorah's Ruba, it doesn't have the shear to cover the head and the majority. Since it's going to unfold, it's like it's unfolded. And even though it didn't unfold yet, it has a requisite shear ayin sham. Look in the Bnei Chia. Talis katan sheishba kedel chazores rubai v'aydei atfira imboi kashir. If a talis katan has the shear, but it's sewn up, and now it's smaller, and it doesn't have the shear, pater mitzitzis, sham simen samachvav, v'chein kasav, beleket hakemach. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we will hold it over here. Next week, we are missing which day? Wednesday, right? So, should we do tomorrow one? What do you say? Let's take a vote. Should we do one tomorrow?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.